Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, tell me, do you own a cardboard cutout?
I don't, but my daughter has two life-size cutouts of Justin Bieber.
Of course she does.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Perfect. Is this a recent crush or is this an old Justin Bieber crush?
Old Justin Bieber crush.
So what was Justin Bieber wearing in these cardboard cutouts? Which phase?
Oh, geez, I can't even, oh my God. It was, oh my God, I can't even remember. There's stuff there folded up in her room now.
Oh, that is so funny. Molly, do you own a life-size cardboard cutout of someone famous?
I did for a short time. So my high school prom was like a Night with the Stars theme. So we got a whole bunch of cutouts of celebrities. So I was one of the officers, and we kind of drove to prom with these people in our cars. That was kind of fun.
Who'd you drive with?
Yeah.
I want to say my friends and I had Beyonce, but I don't quite remember. I know there was a Leo DiCaprio, Justin Timberlake, Beyonce. People were fighting over JT, though, so. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's amazing. That is so funny. Hi, Christine. Do you own a life-size cardboard cutout of someone famous?
I did when I was a teenager. It was of Brad Pitt.
Of Brad Pitt. What phase Brad Pitt? Like Thelma and Louise Brad Pitt or
13 Monkeys Brad Pitt?
I don't really remember. I just remember the cutout. My friend, her family owned a local video store.
Oh yeah.
And they had it for a prop, and when they were done with it, she actually walked it to my house in a snowstorm so I could have it.
Oh my gosh, that's
Dude,
amazing.
When video stores were a thing,
yeah.
To know somebody that worked at to be able to get like a poster once the promotion was over,
uh-huh.
Or someone that works at a movie theater and they have the props and stand-ups and all that stuff, that is a friend for life. If they can get you that promotional merch from whatever project, movie, whatever. Yeah, theater's really the only place, not a lot of video stores.
Wait, I just had a little PTSD, like I had some videos that needed to be returned to a video store. Like, you know, that was
right.
Stressful.
Yep.
That was not cool. Yeah.
And if they fine you for not rewinding.
Oh, be the worst.
You know, but who wins now? Blockbuster out of business.
Exactly.
Nick wins.
Thanks for calling. Lori, you're on Kiss 98.5. Do you own a life-size cardboard cutout of someone famous?
I'm sorry. I personally don't, but my girlfriend has a life-size one of Elvis Presley.
Oh, come on. Ooh, that's cool. Which phase of Elvis Presley?
He's holding his guitar with a gold jacket on. But you know what? I made her take it down after a while.
Why?
Because he's staring you down.
He's
you around
Elvis.
The room.
Thank
staring you.
Oh, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
No.
That's 50s Elvis. That's old school, like young Elvis.
Is that young Elvis?
That's
the gold jacket Elvis?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it? That's young.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, he's nice looking, but no. I couldn't handle him anymore.
No, you were done with Elvis?
I was done.
Who'd you move on to?
Nobody.
Okay. Deanna, you're on Kiss 98.5. Do you own a life-size cardboard cutout of someone famous?
I do not, but when I was in middle school, high school, my friend was obsessed with Aaron Carter, and he had multiple cardboard cutouts of Aaron Carter.
Wow.
You know,
yeah.
Aaron, when he's in town, listens to the show.
He does.
And he's messaged us and
that
blah, blah, blah. If he
happy.
Happens to be catching us,
Aaron.
He must be just over the moon excited right now. So.
All different.
Oh, my gosh. My friend Carly, she had all the Barbie, like all the dolls. She had the towel that he sweat on.
Mm-hmm.
He had it all.
That's amazing. I like that.
Yep.
Keeping the dream alive. We'll bring him back to the studio if he comes to town soon. Eric, you're on Kiss 98.5. Do you own a life-size cardboard cutout of someone famous?
I do not own a life-size cutout, but I own a superexposed hockey card of Pavel Bure.
Oh, wow.
And a unique story about it is when I lived in San Diego, I bought it at a swap meet from Dale on the show Storage Wars.
Really?
Him and his son would always, like, buy all the storage containers or whatever.
Yeah.
and they sell all that stuff at the swap meet in San Diego, and I bought it from them.
Oh, that's
cool. It's like the least hockey town in America.
Oh, that is so funny. What was it like to meet them?
I was a little celebrity shocked at first, but then I kind of just went with the flow and didn't, you know, I didn't ask for photos or anything like that, but they own like half that flea market. Everything they buy, they sell there or at secondhand stores. But
wow. How much did you have to pay for that card?
I think I paid about 50 cents. And it's like literally the size of a double pane window.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a big card.
The Russian Rocket. That's a classic. That's a legend. Good for you.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, thank you for calling. Appreciate that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.